From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials search for the cause of Saturday's plane crash. A U.S. military satellite detected a heat flash at the time a Russian jetliner crashed over the Sinai Peninsula last weekend, but the cause of the crash remains a mystery. Authorities have ruled out the possibility of a missile hitting the aircraft. Neither a missile launch nor engine burn has been detected. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Tuesday dismissed as propaganda claims by Islamic State insurgents that they brought down the jetliner. Authorities in Turkey detained 35 people Tuesday in an operation targeting supporters of a cleric accused of trying to topple President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Media reports say the raids in Izmir came 2 days after voters in Turkey decided to give back control of parliament to Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party. The Dogan News Agency said police sent went to multiple sites in Izmir to detain senior bureaucrats and police officials. The arrests came as a part of a probe against people backing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman told a radio audience Tuesday that her government's policy in Syria does not require President Bashar al-Assad to stay in power. However, she argued against the idea that regime change is an answer to the Syrian crisis. She said the fate of Mr. Assad should be decided by the Syrian people. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects. Kerry visited the country on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. This is VOA News. A cyclone slammed into southeastern Yemen, bringing with it strong winds and heavy flooding. The rare cyclone caused damage to buildings in the country's fifth-largest city. Cyclone Chapala made landfall Tuesday in the town of Muklala, packing winds of up to 130 kilometers an hour. Residents say the storm submerged cars, knocked out power, and caused many residents to flee their homes. Even before the text of a massive Pacific Rim Free Trade Accord is made public, U.S. lawmakers of both parties are voicing skepticism about the Trans-Pacific Partnership's chances of being approved by Congress next year. Michael Bowman reports.
Asked about its chances for congressional approval, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke bluntly.
Very tough. Doesn't mean it can't be done, but it's going to be a tough lift.
Democrat Maria Cantwell agreed.
I think that in an election year, it's obviously hard to do anything of major consequence.
Negotiated between the United States and 11 other nations that together account for about 40% of global economic output, TPP would create the world's biggest free trade bloc and serve as President Barack Obama's crowning achievement in international commerce. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Iraqi politician Ahmed Shalabi died Tuesday of a heart attack. Lawmakers and state television said Shalabi died in Baghdad, where he was serving as chairman of the Parliament's Finance Committee. The 71-year-old helped push for the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. The head of U.S. military forces in the Pacific says the recent deployment of a U.S. warship near a Chinese-built island in the South China Sea should not be considered a threat to China. Admiral Harris, the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, told a group of American students in Peking University in Beijing Tuesday the decision to send the USS Larsen within 22 kilometers of the Subi Reef was a routine exercise aimed at protecting the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea. The 2016 U.S. presidential election is a year away, but voters throughout the country are voting Tuesday to fill state and local government positions and in referenda on issues affecting their communities. Voters in two states are electing governors. Pre-election polls show Republican Governor Phil Bryant headed to easy re-election in the southern state of Mississippi. But in the state of Kentucky, Democratic State Attorney General Jack Conway and Republican businessman Matt Bevin are locked in a tight contest. Voters in Ohio will decide whether to legalize the recreational and medicinal use of marijuana. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.